What about superstitions? Was there superstitions about Halloween?
Well, there would be a bit of old witches and that, like, you know, you'd be a bit scared, you know.
Scared to go out?
That time, yeah. Especially when to be getting a bit late in the evening, like, you know, the night, you could say. And there was a lot more scare around that time than there would be now, you know, the frightened stories and all would be told and all this.
Would you be sitting down telling stories now that night?
Well, we would, like, you know.
And
the father had plenty of them haunted houses and everything, and we'd be each.
We
were going into the corner a bit.
And all about ghosts and spirits.
Oh, and yeah, yeah. We believe quite a lot in the ghosts. On that time, like. And
was there any particular ones around here, or was there any ghost stories haunted?
Ah, there's one down there in the Boreen. That's a well known place. It used to be called the Stoyle. It was halfway down to the old barracks. And going way back, an old lady was telling me there was a priest seen there on numerous occasions praying late by night. And we witnessed ourselves later on then that I had a horse on the road at the time, and the horse used to be showing, do you call that, like, scared, you know, run to one side of the road. And about a couple of years after that happened with the second horse, which my brother was riding, and my sister saw something very unusual down there one night. The sister was home now, you know.
Oh, that girl that was home from England?
Yeah.
What did she see?
She was doing a bit of romancing down there. And this saw an enormous cat. She thought she was seeing things first, but her boyfriend, who was a double brave fella, he was known to be a tough man and very brave, and he got a desperate fright that night. He didn't show up. He forgot about romancing for quite a bit anyway.
What, did you see a big cat?
It was supposed to be a huge cat. Like, I didn't believe it myself. I let it stop with my sister. Said, definitely. It was totally unusual. So there was something scary always about that eerie. My father was sitting up there one night and he was pushed off the stile and he put over his shoulder, actually.
Did he?
So, like, people don't believe in
so much
haunted places or that, like. And it was very convenient into where there's a young girl died at the age of 25 years of age, a bit tragic. And she's buried only a short distance from that, and apparently that was their premises that they wanted. And there was a stile there, and it was in that gate. They always drive with their coach to get up to the house, which is the house near me here now. They lived in that house.
Next door?
Yeah.
The house next door?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is inscribed on the staircase inside in it, the scuttle.
She died when she was 25.
She died tragic. There's a big story about that, but you want to be sitting down for quite a while to go through that, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a fact, because it came out on the eco one night.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. I have the
details
over
there.
The story on it there, like, and the
When was that? Was that very, very long time ago?
Oh, God, they'd be back a long ways, like.
And is she supposed
they
to
were be? French, Dealer House were the names.
Right. And what was her name?
The father deserted them, like, seemed him to wait to America, and he was away for 25 years, and she grew up a beautiful girl, and she was around town, I think I mentioned that one before, and they had a house in Kingsale. The meantime, she was going around Cork, and she met this farmer or Yankee coming home, like, and they took up together, and the romance started off. Even he was twice her age, but age don't come between love, you know, has no significance. And what happened then was just getting more serious. So one night he showed her, she asked him, would you like to see a few photographs? There wouldn't be a whole lot of them that time, you know, you wouldn't have a whole lot of photographs that time. Cameras wouldn't undergo at the time much. But she went through a few, and when she came to this chap about 19, and he said, who was that? That was my father. And he left a gasp out of him. So he didn't say no more to her that night, but he sat her down after the boat a couple of nights after and said, we'll have to break off the whole show. He says, that's going on between us and our romance was wrong. She says, that's me in the photograph. Says her own father. She was going to marry him in 6 months.
You're serious?
Oh, yeah. And you'd imagine, with the shock that the father would pen out, but actually the girl died in a very short time.
Broken heart.
Well, shock, I'd say. And she's buried down here in just adjacent to the State of Commons.
Is that right?
Well, yeah.
Her grave is there?
Well, you know, like,
there, then,
it was there, like, but the story tells that it was consecrated and all ground for her, like, and the father became a recluse. Then after that, he used to go until midnight and drive in a coach, and he used to have the horses feet padded, and they thought it was a head of the course, which it wasn't. But that was the same style in the gate that he used to go in there, because he'd be driving up to this house here.
To see her.
The mother had died in the meantime, they had a house in Kingsale. But after she, as I say, died, and he never came up with it after that. Which was very tragic, like,
and
you know.
And it's a true story.
So that's how we pin on the haunt, the story, you know. It's a bit of a combination with the two of them, like, you know.
But was her ghost ever, she was never seen afterwards?
Well, I saw a few things done, but you couldn't say no, like, I'd say not really.
Did you see a few things done then?
I met somebody come out the gate below the one night, hauling back with a white purse, quarter to one, I was just come down from Goulds. And I'd be, like my own father, and I'd face anything, I'd be very brave in regards to that. I tracked her down a bit, but I didn't want to go too far because she might have falling or something. I thought she might go into Anzal again, but she stood under the tree below. For a quarter of an hour, and I stayed above, and there was no move over. So I was coming up another night, and from Blinds' cottage, I was like a bit of a travelling minstrel, roving, you know, rovers they call it. I was a bit of a rover, and I saw her again.
Same
up
moment.
On the lane. Well, no, there could be a possibility that she was fencing something inside in Anzal Gardens or something.
But you saw
and then again, like, she had long hair and she was kind of a cloak on her, that's why it took, you know,
strange.
Like you wouldn't see too many.
She never made a sound or anything?
No, never spoke or anything. And so, like, you could take that with a pinch of salt, you know, or put a glass of brandy for, like.